Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Hamster 7 Telescopic Squeezing 12 Vibration Masturbator Experience More Authentic Piston from Best Vibe. So this is a cute little sex robot. And I mean that literally. I mean, look, let me turn the power on. Look at his little face. Oh, the lamp. He's got, oh man, you can't see with the lamp. All right. He's got little eyes, like the display has it like little eyes. Like the battery is his mouth with the little indicator being like his teeth. And then there's kind of the left eye, I guess the right eye would be like the thrusting button. And then this little kind of supposed to be like an air poof. I don't even know what that's for, because it just looks like a face. It's like a little robot face. And we got little robot arms, and this is a sex toy. So you take the top off, that's where you put your penis in, and you basically hold the toy against your crotch like this, and it's got a little robot face. Now this has four buttons, but there are actually two buttons. So you see like there's like a squiggle, and then there's the power. This controls the vibrator. So you hold it to turn it off and on, and you click it to go through the vibration settings, but it's just one button. And this other button controls the thrust. So I'll just turn the vibration on. So that's low, medium, high, and then the patterns. Nothing you haven't seen a million times before. So I'll just turn that off. All right, now we'll do the other one. So we do the thrust. I mean, you know, maybe hard to see. You could take this window off. This window comes off. So you can see this. There's like a little magnet. And that's important for cleaning. So this is like a smush toy. So you can click to go medium, high, and then like, that's it. It kind of slows down and gets slow and fast and so forth. Yep. Now we'll do it. This like air poof, I guess it's supposed to be suction, but this doesn't have any suction. If you hold down the button, it does like orgasm mode, where it's like as fast as possible. So you can combine this. You could turn on the vibrator. There you go. So now you got the vibrator going and the thrusting going. And there you go. And look, it's giving you a cheeky little wink. The robot's giving you a cheeky little wink. The robot knows what's up. The robot's like, yeah, you like that, don't you, bitch? You like that. Anyway, oh, we can... Okay, so that's our cheeky little robot. All right. So, that's about all for the controls. Cleanup is interesting. So like I said, this window comes out because you actually have to remove this cover to get the insert out. So this insert is held on and it comes out. I mean, it usually came out pretty easily. Now it's not coming out. There we go. I don't know why that took a little bit more effort than before. And then the bullet vibrator goes in this little pocket and you got to take that out to get the insert out. Then you just unscrew it and then you pull it out. So that's how you get the insert out. So to put it back together, you have to stick it in, you have to feed the bullet vibrator into the pocket, then you have to replace this little cover over here. You have to like move this over, place this part over this part, and then put the plastic cover on it until it snaps, and that's how you get the insert back in. You can turn this inside out. It takes a little bit of effort. There's like a plastic, you can see right here, this plastic thing, it's fused to the insert. So normally this would be really hard to clean, but you can take your thumb and you can just like force the insert through the hole and turn this inside out, but it's kind of a pain in the butt. It would have been nice if this little plastic cover was removable and that way the insert would be more easy to clean. But other than that, it's fine. I was actually pretty impressed. I generally don't like smush toys, but this is actually a pretty interesting design because it's very tight. Normally smush toys have a lot of width, and this one, even though all it is a smush toy, you could feel it pretty well. I think it's because it's more narrow. I was able to actually feel the friction of the smush, whereas normally I don't. And as far as the mechanism itself, I couldn't jam it. One of the tests I do is I just, you know, and the thing is, it has these little arms. It has these arms which are designed for you to kind of pull it down onto your stuff. So that's what I did. I pulled it down and I didn't jam it. So I was pretty impressed with that. Now, putting this back together is kind of a pain in the ass. You have to, you know, put the thing in and put the other thing on, and then you put the little window, and that just goes in the bottom, and then it's held on with a magnet. So that's pretty cool. So cleanup is a little bit interesting. However, I was pretty impressed with the power of the toy. This is a smush toy, but I mean, the adorable little robot aesthetic is really funny. It doesn't look like a woman at all. It looks like Eevee from WALL-E, like one of those kind of Jetsons style robots. The fact that they turned one of those into a sex robot is kind of hilarious. It's like a little Star Wars droid that, like, you masturbate with, which you know they have. They don't talk about that. You don't see those in the movies. But you know there were some, like, masturbatory droids up in Star Wars, which they'll never show you because, you know, it's a family franchise and whatever. Anyway, as far as it felt pretty good. Now, on the website, it talks about how it has, like, squeezing and telescoping and all that, and okay, all it does is it vibrates and it thrusts. That's all it does. It doesn't squeeze, it has no suction, it doesn't twist, it doesn't do anything like that. The buttons are a little bit misleading. So this right here is just the thrust button. When you hold it down, it just goes to its max settings, but there's no, like, this kind of air puff. You would think this is like some kind of a suction setting. There's no suction. So it looks like there's more buttons than there are. Like, this is one button. This controls the thrust, this controls the vibration, and turns the toy on and off. That's it. So it thrusts and it vibrates, and the vibrations are nothing to write home about. It's just a little bullet vibrator that you put into the little pocket, which you've seen a lot. I was impressed with most smush toys play it safe, and they're very, very floppy, and they don't feel very good or tight, which is why I like a better toy. This one was pretty tight. This one felt pretty good. So, I don't know. I really like the aesthetic, though. I really like this cute little robot. Let's just look at the robot face again. It's so cute. Look at his little face. Adorable. Also, it recharges using USB-C. So there's the charge port right in the back. And it comes with a cord, and you plug it in. Actually, I think, where is it? Let me find it. All right, so here's the cord. All right, and you'll see it all. His mouth turns, like, flashy red, and will turn green when it's fully charged. And that's about it. That is about all she wrote. So this is the, I don't know what to call it. I mean, it looks like a robot. It has movement like a robot. Would this qualify as a sex robot, or does a sex robot have to have more function? Because at the end of the day, this is just a smush toy that vibrates and thrusts, but they went out of their way to make it look like a little robot. So I don't know, is this a robot? Is it just a toy that looks like a robot? Is it both? Is it neither? Is it something else? I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about price. So this toy, it's supposed to be $120. It's on sale for $84.20. I would say this toy is probably within the $50 to $75 range. It only has two functions. It thrusts and it vibrates. And it's not like a particularly powerful vibrator. It's a pretty standard vibrator. So, you know, $75 is probably what I'd say this toy is worth. It's on sale for $84. However, I do have a coupon code. If you use the coupon code, that will lower it to about $75. So I wouldn't say this is like a smoking deal on an amazing toy that's like super underpriced. You need to get it right now. But if you like the little robot aesthetic, you can get this toy for a fair price using my coupon code, along with the price it's listed on at the website. So I generally don't like smush toys. This one surprised me. It felt pretty good. I was pretty impressed with it. I do like the little arms. And also, you know, when you're using like a toy and you have to like hold it like a can, like a fleshlight, your brain knows you're masturbating. Whereas if you use like something else, it's a little bit different. You know, your brain doesn't necessarily, it's like, oh yeah, you're, I mean, it kind of feels like you're holding a game controller. It doesn't feel like you're like holding onto like a robot's arms and, you know, as the robot rides your dick or anything. It's like you're holding like a game controller. But it's still different than holding the toy like this. But now the one negative I will say, it's very hard to clean. The insert, you have to turn inside out. That's a pain in the butt. And then putting it together and taking it out is a multi-step process. That could have been easier. I've seen a lot of smush toys that are held on with magnets. That could have been better. This kind of clip, it's simultaneously easy to take off, and also sometimes it's hard because it just clips on and off. So sometimes it comes off and you don't want it to, like when you're using the toy. Then other times you have to fight to get it off when you're trying to clean it. So I do like the snap-on thing. I appreciate that. I just would have liked it if I had a little bit more control when it came on and off. Anyway, that's about it. Pretty good toy. Not mind-blowing, not the best toy I've ever used, but I really love the little robot aesthetic. So, and I think it's fairly priced. With the coupon code, I think it's fairly priced. So if you're interested in a cute little robot, or if Evie from WALL-E is your waifu, if you got a thing for actual robot waifus, not like, you know, Terminator waifus that look human but are robots underneath, but actual robots, like you look at toasters and you're just like, I shouldn't put my penis in that, but maybe. So anyway, if that's you, this is it. This is the sex robot of your dreams. But yeah, use the coupon code, save a little bit of money, bring this down to about $75, which I think is a fair price. Thank you, Best Five, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code. It's good for the whole site, by the way. So if you don't want to get this toy, you can check out their site, check out the other toys they have. I think this is a good toy, though, as long as you're interested in the kind of toy it is. So check it out. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.